This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump calls it a common sense compromise, but Democrats are labeling his proposal to end the government shutdown a non-starter. This as the partial government shutdown reaches its 31st day. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
Republican Senator James Lankford, who sits on the Homeland Security Committee, thinks the Senate should open debate on the proposal.
The president's put a reasonable compromise on the table. Everyone knew if we're going to go through this process, we're going to end up compromising on multiple different areas to be able to resolve it. But the core elements are there that we all strongly believe about. That is, how do you secure the actual border?
To the Democrat side and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
It's outrageous, and he's just playing politics, and this is a bad deal. It does not do the things that would move this country forward in a productive way.
Both Gillibrand and Lankford were on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Turkey is ready to take over security in the Kurdish-controlled Syrian city of Manbij, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Sunday. Erdogan's office says the president spoke to U.S. President Trump by telephone Sunday, days after an Islamic State attack in the city killed 19 people, including three U.S. service members and an American military contractor. Erdogan told President Trump the attack was a provocation aimed at affecting his decision to pull U.S. forces out of Syria. An al-Qaeda affiliate is claiming responsibility for Sunday's attack on a UN peacekeeping camp in northern Mali Sunday, killing 10 blue helmets from Chad and wounding 25 others. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the attack and called it a possible war crime. And we have more stories for you on VOAnews.com. Go there for the latest. This is VOA News. Heads of UN and international aid agencies will use the World Economic Forum's influential platform to present humanitarian and human rights issues on behalf of millions of people caught in conflict, poverty, and natural disasters. The forum begins its annual week-long meeting in the plush Swiss Alpine Resort of Davos on Monday. Here's more from Lisa Schlein for VOA.
The World Economic Forum is best known for the many high-powered government and business leaders who make the annual pilgrimage to Davos to acquire lucrative deals and shape geopolitical events. But the annual event also presents a robust humanitarian agenda. This year, the Forum, World Bank, and International Committee of the Red Cross will launch a humanitarian investing initiative. The aim is to seek new solutions for protracted humanitarian crises by moving from short-term to long-term funding to support fragile communities. United Nations aid agencies will feature prominently during the week-long meeting.
That was Lisa Schlein for VOA. We are now hearing from a volunteer first responder to the terrorist attack at a luxury Nairobi, Kenya hotel last week. Serge Medik was on his way home when he saw the injured being carried away from the Dusit D2 hotel compound. Medik said he and others followed a trail of destruction, even spotting an unexploded grenade. Here's more from him.
We came across the shop window of a bank. And I&M Bank, and the windows were riddled with bullets. So somewhere in my mind, I hoped that it was just a bank robbery gone wrong, because bank robbers, after all, are more reasonable people than terrorists.
21 people were killed during the 20-hour siege. The Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit plan will have to change if it is going to win the support of Parliament, that according to her spokesperson on Monday, adding that talks with lawmakers on what changes were needed were ongoing. May is due to set out a plan B on Brexit in Parliament later on Monday after her original exit agreement was heavily rejected by lawmakers last week. Protests turned violent Sunday between Greek demonstrators and police as tens of thousands of people converged on Athens to oppose a name change deal with Macedonia. Greece has long protested the name Macedonia, adopted by its northern neighbor after it split from Yugoslavia. You can find the latest international headlines on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.